With the separation of the energy and environment portfolios, responsibility for reducing carbon emissions falls to Environment Minister Melissa Price. With the National Energy Guarantee now dead, Australia won't have a legislated emissions reduction target. There are conflicting reports on whether or not Australia is on track to meet the emissions reduction commitments made under the Paris Agreement. Environment Minister Melissa Price joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you. Thanks, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
Did you believe the National Energy Guarantee was an effective way both to lower power prices and reduce emissions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was, you know, obviously the NEG was more than just that. It was a whole suite of different policies, you know, joined together, called it the NEG. But yeah, absolutely. But, you know, look, in many ways, you know, I'm pleased that the two portfolios have been separated. I was the Assistant Minister for the Environment, and now I have full responsibility. And the reason I'm pleased is because I know that we're going to meet these emission targets. We know that we've beaten the Kyoto 2012 target. We're on target to meet the 2020 target. And, you know, and our emissions are also on target with respect to the Paris target. So I'm pretty comfortable. But actually, the conversation I want Australia to start having is, OK, if we're going to meet our targets and we're very comfortable. We've got a whole range of policies. And as you would expect, I'm a new minister. We've got a new prime minister. What we're going to do is sit down now and review the policies that we've got. And any changes to those is, of course, a matter for Cabinet. That's one part of the conversation. The other part of the conversation is, what else is the department doing, the Department of Environment, and what else is this government doing? And the reality is there's a lot of money that we're spending on the environment, and that's the conversation, you know, that I'd like us to be having.
Given the NEG is dead, what will the government's plan be for reducing carbon emissions? Are you working on a new policy?
Well, we already have a whole suite of policies, and in fact...
So you don't need any other policies to meet our agreements? Just you could do nothing?
What I'm about to tell you is that, you know, of course we're reviewing our existing policies. We have the emissions reduction program that we're working with. We've also got a whole range of other policies. I mean, for example, the work that we're doing with ARENA, the work we're doing with the CEFC, we already have a target of 23.5% with respect to renewables. And obviously we've got Snowy 2.0, and there's a whole raft of other renewables that are coming on stream. Not one thing is going to actually help us to meet these targets. And people know that. But, you know, we've got these policies now. And, of course, as I said, it's the new minister. We have a new prime minister. The most sensible, good management thing to do is to sit down and say, right, these are the policies we've got. And the review last year said that all of the policies we've got are scalable. So, I mean, I think that is a very good analysis of what we've got. And we need to sit back and say, right, let's have a look at what we've got. And if we have to change something, well, of course, you know, that'll be a matter for the Cabinet.
Okay, so do you have to develop new policies or scale up existing policies to meet your Paris Agreement?
Well, that's the review we're currently doing at the moment.
So you're not sure yet?
Not to meet the target. We feel very comfortable. And of course, you know, 2030 is quite some time away. So, you know, as you would imagine, every government would be looking at this on a year-by-year basis. How are we going? Are our policies meeting our targets? And, you know, and that's exactly what we're doing at this process now.
So, if Australia is on track to meet its Paris targets, as you say, although others are contesting that, the IMF doesn't think so. So when you say you're doing this review, when are we going to know for sure what else you might need to introduce or what policy you might need to develop to ensure it happens?
Well, I can't give you an exact timeline. As I said, you know, give me a break. You know, I'm the new Environment Minister, just got my feet under the desk. We're now turning our mind to reducing prices for electricity, and we make no excuse for that, but that should be our priority. But my priority is having a look at our emissions targets. We feel very confident we're going to meet them. But any government would be continuing to review what policies they've got in place to ensure that we do meet those targets.
So why did we ever need legislation then, if you're always just going to meet the target? Because, I mean, like my brain hurts because just 2 weeks ago, I'm right to have my brain hurt though. 2 weeks ago, we were told we needed a legislated policy to meet our emissions. Now you're telling me that's gone, junked, NEG gone, but we're still going to meet them. So what was that all about?
NEG was more, as you know, Patricia, was more than just about...
No, but on that specific question, we were also told you needed the legislation to meet our emissions.
Well, that was a part of the NEG, and as you know, we went through the party room at least three times, got agreement. In the end, it didn't look like we were going to get that through Parliament. So, you know, we've got to do the most responsible thing. But, you know, once again, we make no apology for focusing on getting electricity prices down. And that, as you've heard, that's the responsibility of
Angus
Taylor.
Yeah, no, but do you see the point I'm trying to make? The argument was that you needed this legislation to achieve this, and now you can just achieve it with doing essentially nothing.
Well, I think it was a part of the full policy suite. It wasn't just one thing. Neg. And here we are now. Neg is no longer there. And, of course, the most sensible thing is for us to look at, okay, well, we have a whole suite of policies already. We have to make sure that they are going to meet the target. And any new government or, you know, we've got a new Prime Minister and I'm a new Minister, of course we're going to review what we've got.
So you talked about scaling up. What sort of things might you scale up?
Well, we have the Emissions Reduction Fund, so you would have a look at, firstly, what is it achieving? What are its objectives? You might look at expanding its objectives, so that, we start focusing on issues relating to agriculture, for example, because many agricultural projects have received funding under the ERF. You could look at, well, what are the co-benefits, and expand that. You know, you might think more about how you might tackle some elements of the transport industry. There's a whole raft of, I don't think you can say, where I'm sitting now after a short time being in this role, that I've got a concrete plan. Of course I don't. That would be very foolish of me to say that and very misleading. But, we've got a whole, in terms of Snowy, we need to obviously focus on that and push that policy through, sorry, that particular project through. But we've also got CEFC and we've also got ARENA. These are all investing in renewable energy projects and other technology. There's a lot of things that we're looking at the moment. But, we've got to look at the current policies we've got. And I think that's just the most sensible thing to do.
Why didn't you attend the International Whaling Commission meeting in Brazil? One of our texters is concerned you didn't go along. Your predecessors as environment ministers did go. Why didn't you?
Well, there was a view taken that my time and all my other responsibilities were, it was better for me to be in Parliament. But, we had a very large delegation that went to Brazil and Assistant Minister Anne Rushton went over there to represent the government, and she's a very highly qualified, competent person, so I think it's a little disrespectful to her to criticise, for the fact that she went along to the Whaling Commission meeting.
Just on some of the politics of the day, I've got to ask, and I'll let my listeners know, because you're a kind of new voice to us. So this is the new Environment Minister, Melissa Price, and our number is 0418 226 576. What did you make of Julia Banks's statement to the House last night? She's clearly upset at how she's been treated, and she believes in quotas. Should the Liberal Party be looking at quotas?
Right. Well, firstly, I think the main thing is we as a government need to stop talking about ourselves, and that's not having a go at Julia Banks. It's not talking about anyone else that's commenting on this particular issue. I don't believe in quotas, and I'm on record saying that numerous times. But do we need to focus and have fair income targets? Absolutely. And this is not just an issue for us in the parliamentary party. It is an issue for the Lay Party. And, people, if they know anything about me, know that, number one, I'm a female. Well, there's no surprise there. But I represent the largest electorate in Australia, some 1.8 million square kilometres. When I was elected back in 2013, when I was pre-selected, I was one of 13 people. There was only three women that stood in that line and put their hand up to be pre-selected for the electorate of Durack. So I would say, in my case, and many people have said this to me, Melissa, we didn't choose you because you were a woman. We chose you because you were the best person for the job. And what that says to me is that we need to encourage and attract more good women to our party, and it's something that every day I think about, who else is out there that I know that I think can make a contribution to our nation's parliament.
You say you're not in favour of quotas, yet the Prime Minister at the moment and others, including Arthur Sinodinos, have called on Dave Sharma to withdraw from tonight's Wentworth pre-selection to make way for a female candidate.
Well, that's up to them what they're calling
so
on.
So you would oppose that on principle then, wouldn't you? Because, doesn't he have the right to run on the principle that he might be the person who has the most merit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it should be done on merit. But what I'm hoping is that there are actually some good women in the field.
Okay, so he shouldn't have to withdraw then. He shouldn't be lent on to withdraw for a woman then, in that case.
No, I don't think that's appropriate. No, we should actually choose the right person for the job. But the problem we have is that we don't have enough women in the field, and that's what we need to focus on. And that's what I focus on. And also, as a party, we've got to look after the women we've got.
The Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, says the Liberal Party should have an independent and confidential process that can assist when and where concerns are raised with the party organisation. And that's in relation to this bullying and intimidation. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I understand that at the Lay Party, we don't have that particular process. You know, in many areas of government, and so not government, in many areas of business and industry, they have that sort of process. Why shouldn't we, as a Liberal Party, also have that process? I think there should be somewhere that you can air your grievances and that they'll be taken seriously.
Melissa Price, congratulations again on becoming Environment Minister, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.